In creating the pilot episode for this show, we found ourselves sitting through plenty of meetings. And we had meetings about meetings, and frankly, it was hard to always be present mentally for all of them. But our next guest has come up with some tips to help us breeze through them and maybe even look good in the process.
Sarah Cooper is a stand-up comedian, and her satirical blog, The Cooper Review, pokes fun at corporate culture, the tech world, and everything in between. Her book is called 100 Tricks to Appear Smart in Meetings, and she's with us now. Sarah, thanks for joining us here on Entertain Us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
But help us out. Walk us through your 10 tricks to appear smart in meetings.
So these were some tricks that many of them I observed. Some of them I actually did myself while I was in the tech world. And a few of them are translate percentages into fractions. So if someone says 25% of people clicked on this button, say, oh, about 1 in 4, and make a note of it. And people will be really impressed with your quick math skills. And that's something that I saw someone do, and I was very impressed, so I immediately wrote it down. Encourage everyone to take a step back. This is a great thing to do if everybody's just chiming in and throwing out ideas. You can kind of stop everyone and say, hey, guys, let's take a step back here. And then once you have everyone's attention, ask some, you know, vague question like, what problem are we really trying to solve? And everyone will be really impressed with your ability to kind of take the reins of the conversation. Ask the presenter to go back a slide is also a great one that I've seen a lot of people do. It just makes you look like you caught something on that slide that no one else caught, and so everybody will be really impressed with the fact that you are paying close attention, even though you're really just going to pretend to look at the slide and then say, okay, let's move on. Mm-hmm. And pacing around the room, that's something that I actually saw a VP do, get up from the table and just start pacing back and forth. You know, I got immediately scared, like, you know, what is this guy thinking? Is he going to cancel this project? Is he just going to walk out? But, you know, I knew that my respect for him went through the roof when he did that. So another great one that I did a lot was just nod continuously while pretending to take notes. Just bring in a notebook and just keep your head nodding and just write down like every other word that you hear, and it'll appear like you're really paying very close attention.
This one really hit home for me because I was talking to a music journalist, and I'm looking back on my notes from that because I have that in front of me now, and I've written down so many phrases and words, but it doesn't make sense in context. I've written down Guns N' Roses, Rivalry, Hard To, and the word your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E in capital letters. I cannot figure out for the life of me why I have this on the paper.
Yeah, don't ever expect to be able to make sense of your notes afterward. That's definitely true.
So, Sarah, I don't know if you're a public radio fan or not, but is there anything that we could do as public radio hosts to really, like, impress our managers in the next staff meeting that we're sitting in?
I think that, you know, drinking tea and wearing turtlenecks.
Oh, my God. I am literally doing both right now.
Are you
serious? Drink a Kool-Aid. Yes, I am. Well, it's not a turtleneck. It's a cowl neck, but it is.
What is a cowl neck?
It's okay. It's basically like a very wide turtleneck, and I am drinking ginger tea, which has a really stupid quote on the tea bag, too.
Well, then there's nothing that I can teach you because you are already nailing it.
Yeah, we were having a nice conversation about the terrible quotes that are on the tea bag. Helima, do you want to read your terrible
quotes?
Yeah,
absolutely. The terrible quote is, God, what if, like, there's the person who wrote this quote is listening. I feel really bad. Anyway, it's too late. The difference between a flower and a weed is a judgment.
I think you should bust that out in your next meeting.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you can say that pretty much at any point, and people would think you were being really deep.
Yeah. And the quote is from Unknown, so technically I could take credit for it. I don't know who's going to come after me.
Do you really want to take credit for that?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point, Chris.
All right, well, hey, I think that covers it. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah Cooper was with us. Her new book is 100 Tricks to Appear Smart in Meetings.